I would like to thank the organizers for invitation. And as Bill said, I was here 24 years ago, the first time to Canada, worked with Bill for 4 months, then in Montreal, worked with Christiane for 2 months. So now the second time I came to Canada, invited by Huiping, stay in York University for half a year. So I want to thank all of you. Thank you very much. So today I talk about the cyclicity problem of integrable quadratic system and quadratic perturbations. So what's the problem? We suppose there is a integrable planar system with some periodic annulus like that. Maybe it's a global center or bounded by some side lobes. So the problem is after perturbation, what happens? Especially today I will restrict to a quadratic integrable system and quadratic perturbation. So this is can be seen as a special case for the weak form of Hilbert Sitkin's problem. Also a special case for the cyclicity problem proposed by de Maistre, Rosary, and Rousseau in 1994. And Rousseau, Huiping, and some others working this problem for many years. Now, the integrable quadratic system can be divided into four classes. In 1994, Zolande gave a classification like that. Hamiltonian class, reversible class, Lotka-Vatela class, and the codimension 4 class. In each class, we divided two subclasses. Generic and degenerate. For example, for the Hamiltonian class, if only belong to this class, not belong to other class, it is generic. Otherwise, it is degenerate. So, first, for the Hamiltonian class, we study in this way. After the perturbation, the closed orbits may be unclosed. To study what happens after perturbation, we normally use displacement function is a Poincaré map minus this point minus this point, the distance here. We call the displacement function. By the famous Poincaré Pontryagin theorem, this can be expressed as a function, the linear in small parameter epsilon is I of h. IH is a integration f dy minus g dx. F is here. G is here. So this actually is an abelian integral. And the high order is uniformly bounded near H epsilon in some value and epsilon equal to zero. So from here, we can see the cyclicity problem for generic Hamiltonian system. Actually, the cyclicity can be defined as the maximum number of isolated zeros of the abelian integrals. And this gives the maximum number of limit cycles bifurcating from the annulus. The region contains the point inside, means the center point. And if the boundary is a homoclinic loop, by Madisic and Rosary. They proved the abelian integral, the number of abelian integral can cover the number of linear cycles bifurcating from the boundary. But if the boundary is a heteroclinic loop, then the number of abelian integrals cannot cover the number of linear cycles. There are some counterexample by a paper by several people. So in this case, it can prove the universal unfolding for the generic Hamiltonian quadratic system contains at least three parameters. So the abelian integrals can be expressed like this. Three terms, three parameters. So to study a basic tool is called the Bica-Fuchs equation. Actually, it's a linear differential equations with shift to I0, I1. We hope in order three, but in this case, it is impossible. We have to add one more, I3, to get a differential equation. So the Bica-Fuchs equation is of order 4. From this equation, it's hard completely give the answer about the number of zeros for this function, because the I0, I1, I2 cannot be, in general, cannot be integrable in explicit form. So we have to combine some other method to find the final answer. The final answer is the cyclicity is 2 for generic Hamiltonian quadratic system and quadratic perturbations. So I briefly introduce how to prove this. Horzov and Elif in 1994 discussed this problem in a paper. They proved now because it's a quadratic Hamiltonian. So the Hamiltonian function is a polynomial, cubic polynomial. If the corresponding system has at least one center, then the Hamiltonian function can be transformed in this form with two parameters, A and B. AB can be transformed in a bounded region like that. If the parameters AB inside the open region is the generic, there are five cases. If in the boundary, then it is degenerate. There are eight cases. I can show you the phase photo for different cases. So now you can see inside the region, there are five phase photos. This one we call the G3 because there are three saddles, one center, and there is a periodic annulus here. Cross this curve we call L infinity, means one saddle goes to infinity. So after the singularity comes back from infinity, become a center. So you have two centers, two saddles. We call the G2. This region. So cross this curve we call L2, means two singularity became a cusp point. Then arrive here, this singularity became complex. So there's no real, only two singularity here, one side, one center, we call the G1. The five generic cases. On the boundary, you can see on the boundary, there are one, two, altogether eight cases. It's degenerate. So if you study the problem, you have to think about each case. After perturbation, what happened? How many orbits keep closed? So the results like that. In 1987, find for this case along one curve. Then in 1994, I mentioned the work before, they find in D3, the cyclicity is 2. Then in 2001, Gavrilov gave a proof for G1 and G2. Actually, his method also can be used to G3. So this work is most important because covers almost all regions except the two curves. At last, along this curve, there's a cusp point and a periodic orbit, periodic annulus was solved in 2002. So the generic cases finish takes many years. At last, we find a unified proof. Because in this work, Gavrilov used a complex method, change from real to complex. So the paper is very long, about 50 pages, depend many paper before. So at last, we try to find a unified proof in real. So I just gave you the basic idea briefly about the unified proof. The unified proof, the basic idea actually is simple. So the affine integral can be expressed as a combination of I0, I1, and I3 because I1 is different from 0. So we can change it in this way. P and Q, two ratios of two affine integrals. So if we study the zeros for this function, it's equivalent to study a number of intersection of a curve with a trend line. The curve defined this way. This function PQ, we take H as a parameter. So we have a family of curves because depending parameters A and B, a family of curves, also a family of straight lines. Straight line in PQ plane, these are straight lines, but depending alpha, beta, gamma. Here depending A and B. So if you can find the intersection of the curve and the straight line, the maximum number of intersection actually is the maximum number of the zeros for abelian integrals. So at last, we find something like that. For example, in the most complicated case, there are two centers, two side lobes. So at last, we find the two curves. One curve here, you can see omega, this curve, this one. Another one, omega prime, because you have two center regions. So the another curve. We prove both curves are convex globally without the zero curvature point. So this means any straight line, if cut this curve, if cut in this way, there's one zero. If cut this way, there are two zeros. If here, there's no zeros. So the configuration of linear cycle can be 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1. Also can be here is 2, here 0, because you can see a straight line cut here, two zeros, nothing here. So must 2, 0 or 0, 2. Also can be 1, 1. If you cut a straight line in this way, 1, 1, no more. So all possibilities are here. Of course, there is a family of curves for parameter change, they change, but you need to prove this kind of a thing uniformly satisfied for all parameters. That's the problem. The the study for degenerate cases. The good thing is the order of Picard-Fox equation now became 3 or 2. Before was 4. So this is good. And the Hamiltonian function contains only one parameter because on the boundary. But the bad thing is now you have to think about the in the expansion of the displacement function M2 and M3, because in this case M1 cannot give the maximum number of limit cycles. You have to study M2 or M3. That's more hard. Sorry. For degenerate cases, 8 cases, also finished, you can see something like from 96, 2002, this paper, and actually this one paper, solved the last 2 cases. Altogether, the problem was solved. And in 2004, we also gave a unified proof, but except the most degenerate case is this one. This one we call the Hamiltonian triangle, because we can see the phase borders looks like that. This point, at this point, there are 3 imaginary straight lines, and you have a periodic annulus here. This is more degenerate, because in this case, it belongs to intersection of 3 classes, 3 integrable classes. Now, if you think about the number of limit cycles, because before we just talked about the number of zeros for abelian integrals. If you think about the number of limit cycles, the some cases still open. Only some cases here is open. If belong to L2, there is a cusp point. It's possible bifurcate some limit cycles from the cusp point. So this is open problem. Also from infinity. It's partially studied by Gavrilov and Ilyev. They put some condition, control the speed from infinity. So they're partially studied. And some other, for example, from hydroclinic loop, they have to study separately. They also partially studied by Rosari and myself in 2004. Probably I talk to 10 minutes later, so to 9:40, right? Yeah. So I have to fast. The perturbation of integrable and non-Hamiltonian is more hard. The reason is that now this is integrable, but non-Hamiltonian. If you want to follow the same idea to solve the problem, you have to use the integrating factor. Use the integrating factor, multiply by the integrating factor, you find here is a Hamiltonian function here. But here you have mu here. But now this h and mu f, mu g, probably not polynomial anymore. So this integral is not abelian integral anymore in general. So the problem became more hard. The other 3 classes I briefly introduced until now, what cases are solved, what cases still open. So for Q4, this is a codimension 4 case. Gavrilov and Ilyev last year, they published a paper. define the cyclicity at least at most 8, but actually we think this is too big. Actually, the cyclic people think should be 3, because the method they use is called the Bitterroot method, use argument principle. They have to change the to make analytically expansion extension from real to complex. So they lose something, so give but anyway, this is a good result until now. If the integrable system belongs to Q4 intersection with reversible, there are two cases also studied by Elif in 2007 and 2008. They gave a nice result, the cyclicity at most 3. For the Lotka-Watella class, Zolandek in 1994 already have some result, but he has to restrict to a subclass, not the whole class, but a subclass. Subclass means the system with 2 or 3 invariant lengths. In this case, they find the first order manifold function have at most 2 zeros for generic case, 1 in this degenerate case, 0 for this degenerate case. But in degenerate case, actually, the first order of manifold function gives no information about the limit cycle. You have to consider the high order. So only, I think this is good. This is good. Now the last case is a reversible case. For the reversible case, people believe after perturbation you can get most rich phenomena, and the study is more difficult. Actually, any reversible quadratic system you can change to this form. Looks like not difficult with 3 parameters A, B, and C here. If you change xt to minus x minus t, the system keeps the same form, but the orientation reverse. So that's why I call the reversible. The topological classification of reversible quadratic system looks like that. So now you can see more cases. This direction is A, is B. This corresponds to C equal to 0. So you can see it is possible have 2 centers. The 2 centers looks like in this way, or this way. The study for reversible with quadratic perturbations, a few works, in parameter space along some straight line. I will explain why until now only a few work. The case one is we take A equal to minus 3. They almost finished for this case. First, B equal to 1. We have a work in 97. And then we expand the work from here, B equal to 1 to 0 to 2. This is the maximum interval for the system with 2 centers. And also for other B. The second case is A equal to minus 3 over 2 or 1 over 2. Some work finished just last year, and some is still in preparation. And the last case 3 is a equal to 2 or a equal to minus 4. Why only a equal to minus 3? These two cases, or these two cases, I will give you explanation later. Difficulty is the order of Bickel-Fuchs equation may be very high. For example, if A is a rational number, then the order is finite. If A is irrational, then it is infinity. So infinity order means never close the differential equation. You have infinity order. So it's almost no way to study. So at last, I just show you the particular case. If k equal to 3 means the Bickel-Fuchs equation is of order 3. Only a equal to 1 or a equal to minus 3. A equal to 1 actually is Hamiltonian, the intersection with Hamiltonian. A equal to minus 3, I just show you more work. That's the reason. So also k equal to 4, only these cases. And otherwise, k is bigger. If the Bickel-Fuchs equation with order bigger than 5, almost nothing to, until now, there's no work because there are no methods to deal with. There are some other difficulties. Because the Bickel-Fuchs equation, you can only get some more precise information locally, not globally. And if you want to use the Biderot method, you have to make analytic extension. But sometimes you meet some difficulty in this direction. And the complex method developed by Arnold Ilyashenko and Yakovenko is good only for the generic Hamiltonian case. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So it's necessary to develop some new method, trying to finish. It looks simple, only a quadratic integrable system and a quadratic perturbation. Looks very simple, but almost the most cases are open until now, because there's no good method to finish the work. At last, I want to give you an example about the reversible case. This is the first work in this direction by Dumatier, Zhifeng Zhang, and myself. The system with a perturbation here, the perturbation is Warsaw. I mean, it's without any restriction, you can transform any quadratic perturbation in this form. Because if after the rescaling in this way, the bifurcation diagram is not changed. So the bifurcation diagram has a cone structure in three-dimensional space. So it is possible we only give the intersection of bifurcation diagram with half sphere, then projection onto plane. So it's easy to take look. So now you can see the bifurcation diagram like that. Surrounding one center looks like that. I make big picture here. This line means half bifurcation of order 1. This half bifurcation of order 2. This is a heteroclinic loop bifurcation of order 2. This is a double limit cycle. This point is triple limit cycle bifurcation point. So in this region, you have three. These two regions, you have two linear cycles. Here, one, one, nothing, nothing, here. This surrounding one single singular point. Surrounding another one, you have similar thing. But the problem is, it is possible to make the cusp point here make longer. If longer here, you have 3-1, 3 and 1. Also here, if you make longer. But at last, we are studying this way. This is the same curve I told you before. Now the curve is not convex, but with one inflection point. So if a straight line cuts this curve, you have 3, you can have 3. But if you have 3 here, nothing cuts this branch. That's why there's no 3-1. So I stop here. Thank you very much.